This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And this is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, alhamdulillah. We are in doing a juz a day, and we're in juz number 27. Allahumma laka alhamd. Juz number 27 is in Surah Al-Dhariyat, and Surah Al-Dhariyat is a powerful surah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a number of oaths to begin the surah. He makes an oath by the winds, by the clouds, by the boats, the ships that are able to sail the seas, by the angels. Allah speaks about an oath by the day of judgment, an oath by the creation of the heavens and the earth. And Allah gives these as signs for God-fearing people. He speaks about some of these signs for those who have piety of heart as being something that they will be rewarded for their good deeds. And the signs of a person, being a righteous person, from the signs of their righteousness is that they fulfill their prayers to Allah in the depth of the night when others are asleep, that they're awake, that they are people who pray for forgiveness and ask Him for penance, that they are people who give the poor their right. Allah gives an example of nations who came before us in the past, in the example of Ibrahim and the guests that came with him, and how he was informed of his wife going to conceive and how joyful she was, and that it was a miracle that was sent to them by Allah. Allah speaks about Lut alayhi salam, once again the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and their destruction, and that the angels were sent to destroy them for their excesses. Fir'aun and Musa are mentioned, as are the people of Thamud and the people of Nuh. All of them are signs of the people of the past for the people of Quraysh and mankind to pay attention to the power of Allah. Then Allah speaks about the purpose of life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That neither the jinn nor mankind were brought into existence except for them to serve and to give in their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore everything that has been created is to fulfill that great aim, that we are from those who fulfill that aim of and purpose of worshipping Allah. So that's the purpose of creation, and the wrongdoers therefore are those who do not understand it. Allah speaks in the next surah in this beautiful juz number 27, which is called Surah At-Tur. And Allah speaks about the mountain of Tur, which is where revelation was received by Musa alayhi salam, wa kitabin, the book that was given to him, and meaning it's a symbolism for all the scriptures that were sent to humanity, that there is a populated house, Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, the angels, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes, that they come and make tawaf around it, 70,000, meaning a large number of angels, incalculable in those terms of numbers, and they never have an opportunity to return because there's always more waiting to honor and serve Allah. Allah speaks about the signs of Allah as being from the heavens and the earth and the seas that have been created, and that no one can avenge or assist anyone that Allah has allowed to be in difficulty and strife. Allah then speaks in the third section of the surah about the day of judgment, and He speaks about its, the sky trembling and the mountains will be moved and swayed, and that those who reject faith will be forgotten as they had forgotten the word of God, while the people of Jannah will be celebrated and remembered by Allah. Allah then speaks about how He defends our Prophet ﷺ from some of the false accusations that the people of Quraysh levied, that he's a soothsayer and a madman and a poet, that he forged the Quran, he spoke it with his own tongue. And Allah says, be patient. Ya Muhammad, keep your patience with me and you will earn its reward. And in the same way, O Ummah of Muhammad, follow his tradition. You will always be persecuted to a certain extent. Allah then proclaims the purity of Allah as being distant from any of the false accusations that people have made about him, that he has a son, or that, all of these statements that have been fraudulently stated and levied about God are thwarted. The next surah is An-Najm, and this surah has a sajda in it in the last ayah. And here Allah speaks about the signs of the Prophet ﷺ, that he wasn't misguided, he doesn't speak from his own volition, his own desires, that he had a meeting with the angel Jibreel, and that he was given the ascension to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sidrat al-Muntaha, that was a border that the Prophet was able to cross, that even the angel Jibreel could not. Allah speaks about the attitude of the people who hear about these signs. There will be those who disbelieve in them, but they're willing to believe in other ridiculous things. Something that is ridiculous is easily believed by them, but something that is material and real in the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, who is unblemished in his truthfulness, they reject it. They believe in Allat wal Uzza wa Manat. They follow their worldly desires when it's convenient, and then they claim to not want to accept other things when it is inconvenient for their because of its truthfulness. The ones who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who fall into that archaic belief of submitting to other than Him. And those who believe in nothingness, it's still a belief in something other than Allah. Allah speaks about the nations destroyed of Ad and Thamud and the others who came before them, and that it is because of their sinfulness that they were dealt with in that way. The next surah is Al-Qamar, the moon. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر, that the moon was split, and it was a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on the day of judgment the eyes will be humbled, people will be restrained, that they will be, we will be like scattered moths, you know, in the wind. Everyone will be fearful for what will happen on that very difficult day. And the Quran is therefore the advice that everyone needs to hear to save for them themselves on that day. فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرْ, but who will give it its their attention? Examples in it are given in the previous nations of Nuh and Ad and Salih wa qawm Lut wa Fir'aun wa Musa alayhi salam. All of them are given as examples as nations that perished because of their unwillingness to accept the Quran as advice and as a legislation from Allah. فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرْ, but who will take it as advice and who will ponder it, is the theme of Surah Al-Qamar. It ends as a segue into Surah Al-Rahman, فِي مَقَامِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ, that the righteous who have heard the word of Allah, they will be seated in a seating of righteousness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be honored by Allah Azza wa Jal. Surah Al-Rahman comes next, and Allah in this surah, it's the only name of Allah that stands alone as an attribute that doesn't need explanation. In other places, Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum, they're in tandem. But here Ar-Rahman is very self-explanatory. He is the Lord of Mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us the signs that of His creation, of the Qur'an, of the speech that He has blessed mankind with, the sun and the moon and the sky and the scale and the earth and the fruits and the dates and the trees. All of these are signs of the creation of man, the creation of the jinn, the two east, the two west. Allah speaks about the ships that float in the water. All of this is by His power. So don't disobey me. And remember, the destruction of the world is at hand. That majesty and the honor of Allah will never be relinquished. You will be questioned. He is not questioned. You are not able to penetrate past the barriers Allah has set. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is in charge of heaven and hell. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ, Allah speaks about the two destinations, the two gardens of delight. There are two gardens that are full of happiness in the day of Jannah, Jannatul Ma'wa, and it's for those who feared the station of their Lord that they will attain it. And those who didn't will be those who will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gardens of Jannah are described as dark and lush and green, full of springs and fruit and happiness and date palms and pomegranates. All these different descriptions that are similar to what we experience in the dunya are made as taqribun lil ma'na, to make us understand the joy of it, not to say that that is its definition. Surah Al-Rahman has a repeating ayah, فَبِأَيَّ أَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Lord do you then deny? It's a question that you and I are to ask ourselves. Surah Al-Waqi'ah comes soon after in this juz number 27. It speaks about the calamity that befalls, the day of judgment, the truth of the day, that everyone will be questioned, everyone will experience it. Earthquakes, for those who are alive on that day, but the quaking of the earth when everyone exits their grave. There are three types of people: those who will be the foremost with Allah, and they will be those who were honored. Then there's Ashabul Yameen, the people of the right who did right things, and the people of the left who chose the path of deviance. All of them will be given their reward by Allah. Finally, Allah speaks about the creation of man, the creation of the seed to become plants, fire kindled by trees, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined things to cycle. The very last surah is Surah Al-Hadid, and this is where the juz ends. It speaks about the attributes of Allah and the hypocrites on the Day of Judgment, and that there is salvation. Allahumma atmim lana nurana, O Allah, complete for us our light, that there is light for the believers. And in it is the verse that says that iron was sent down upon earth by Allah, which is geologically sound. I ask you to join me for another daily tafsir. This was the tafsir of Juz a Day, Juz number 27, with your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.